Independent bookstores and the American Booksellers Association have settled their legal dispute with two of the nation's largest bookstore chains, Barnes & Noble and Borders. The chains are claiming victory, and so are the independent booksellers, who say the lawsuit helped them publicize practices that put small booksellers at a competitive disadvantage. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
3 years ago, 26 bookstores represented by the American Booksellers Association decided to take on Borders and Barnes & Noble. Ann Christofferson is a vice president of the ABA and co-owner of a Chicago bookstore, Women and Children First. She says the independent bookstores believed publishers and the two chains were involved in a whole range of practices which gave the chains a competitive advantage.
Greater discounts that weren't justified by volume discounts of co-op advertising, allowances that weren't available to the rest of us, of incentive programs that gave them just money flat out on top of purchases that they made from publishers.
But the ABA decided to drop the lawsuit after a number of rulings in federal court went against the group. Under the settlement, Barnes & Noble and Borders pay about a quarter of the ABA's $16 million in legal expenses, and the ABA can't sue the giant chain stores on the same grounds for 3 years. Attorney Reg Steer, who represented Borders, calls the settlement a success.
When you look at the terms, they confirm the correctness of our position. We're not called upon to make any changes in the way we do business, and the sums paid are simply what would have been spent on the litigation if it had continued.
The ABA is claiming victory as well. It says since the lawsuit was filed, the industry no longer engages in several discounting practices that hobbled the profits of independent bookstores. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.